Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Roman soldiers, tectonic movement, or strange lights? Welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, where this week we head to Lancashire in search of the Longdondale lights. The Longdondale Valley is a 15-mile stretch through the Peak District, with two peaks either side known as Shining Clough and Beaklow. This area of the peaks is isolated despite a few major roads. The area has been known to be a hotspot for ghostly encounters and paranormal activity, including the Longdondale Lights and the Longdondale Ghost Bomber. One of the most famous accounts of the area is on the 14th of February 1995, but this Valentine's Day is one that stayed in the mind of Laverne Marshall ever since. Laverne was travelling back from Heathrow Airport to her home in Glossop after she'd dropped off her son. She was travelling with her 20-year-old daughter Stacey and her baby. They travelled along the Snake's Pass through the High Peak on their way home. Then suddenly Laverne began to see four or five balls of light dancing around the area immediately in front of her car. We found her account on drdavidclark.co.uk, where he has a great article on the Longdondale lights. She writes, "We were just driving and talking when all of a sudden these little balls of light, four or five in all, appeared on the dashboard," Laverne said. "They were really bright and dancing up and down, just like they were being controlled by a juggler. The first thing I did was to look up and see if a plane was going over, but there was nothing above us. There were no houses around, and there were no headlights behind me. I said to Stacey straight away, 'Take that torch off the baby.' But she shouted back, 'Mum, I've got the torch in my hand and it's not turned on.' So Stacey grabbed the baby off the back seat and held her. And as she did, so these lights began to move onto the roof of the car. Laverne was surrounded by the lights in an isolated area of the Peak District. She was unwilling to stop the car due to where they were when the lights began to slowly make their way inside. Laverne watched the lights move around the car. The lights moved over the bonnet and split into two groups, circling the car over to the boot. Then it was here where they regrouped in an army-style single file, moving across the sunroof and to the dashboard. This lasted for 7 minutes. The family were absolutely terrified to what the lights were and why they were there or how they got there. The car continued to move up to the highest point, down into the darkened Longdondale Valley, until they hit an area of road with streetlights. It was here that the lights then disappeared. Laverne said, "As we got near the youth hostel at Crowden, there's a turn to Glossop which takes you past the Devil's Elbow. But even though I was running short of petrol, I wouldn't go down that because it's even spookier than the main road." As you can imagine, both Laverne and her daughter were left disturbed by this strange encounter. She said, "I woke up the next morning and thought, God, what was that? What did I see?" Now, I've travelled up and down that road on many occasions, and I can tell you that it's an incredibly spooky road and very isolated at times. When I have to take that road, I actually say a little prayer. Please, God, don't let me break down. I had a very frightening time traveling that road late at night, and it was during a storm. I think I was driving back from filming an investigation for Most Haunted. Well, the storm was raging. Trees were coming down and falling across the roads. Rainwater was streaming down from the surrounding fields, and they began to flood the dark roads. And then the worst thing happened. My sat nav just stopped. It froze. Well, I pulled the car in and tried to make a call on my phone because I didn't know where I was. But there was no signal. And the reason I didn't know where I was because I'd come off the main road because of the trees coming down, people were turning off roads. I'd got myself into a situation where I hadn't a clue where I was, and I'd been relying on this sat-nav. Well, then, as I say, it froze and I didn't know what to do. So then I tried to make a call on the phone. But there was no signal. Of course there was no signal. Well, I began to panic. I mean, really properly panic. I turned the car around and I started back up a hill I'd just come down. I drove slowly through the gale force winds. My windscreen wipers going 10 to the dozen. As the car crawled to the top of the hill, I turned right and again was faced with a fallen tree across my path. Now, at this point, I remember this very vividly. I unashamedly burst into tears. It was just the sheer frustration and not knowing where I was. The weather was appalling. No sat-nav, no phone signal. What the hell was I going to do? And all I kept thinking about was, I'm going to be trapped here. I'm going to be trapped here. Is a tree going to fall on me and kill me? Anyway, I turned the car around and went in the other direction. I moved off slowly and began to drive away. I looked in my rearview mirror and to this day, I believe I saw a man standing in the road. He was looking straight at the back of my car. Where the hell had he come from? Now, I didn't stop to find out, but as I drove a little faster away, I did shake with fear, hoping that I'd just seen a friendly farmer, not hoping a mad axeman or possibly a ghost. I hoped it was the latter because of my interest in the paranormal, obviously. But it was the way that this man was standing. It was just weird. It wasn't long before my sat-nav, thank God, kicked back in. And hallelujah, so did my phone. Poor Carl was subject to heaving, sobbing down the line. And bless him, he talked with me all the way back home. And I'll never, ever forget that awful journey. But that image of the man in the road was the things that nightmares are made of. He didn't wave. It was just standing there in the middle of the road, staring at me. And because I'd moved away and I think I'd gone round a corner, he disappeared from view. I'll never know who he was or what he was. And it just shudders the thought of it. So next time I have to head over Snake's Pass, I won't be looking out for a strange man and certainly won't be on my own. But me and Carl will be looking out for those lights, let me tell you. What could, though, be the logical explanation have been for those lights? You know, it's incredible, isn't it, to think that you're in a car and you're travelling along and these balls of lights are actually moving over your car. Fraud, perhaps? Or overactive imaginations? I really doubt that. I do believe that this incredible experience that Laverne and her daughter had, it weirdly enough reminds me of the Betty and Barney Hill UFO abduction in the USA. Do you remember we did a podcast about abductions? And one of the first ones really that made headline news was that Betty and Barney Hill abduction case. And they were driving along and they were seeing balls of light. Now, obviously, there wasn't an abduction in Laverne's case. Or was there? Well, this is the most famous case, but it isn't the only time that the lights have been spotted in Longdendale. The lights are so famous, there's even a beer named after it. I'd like to try it. Keep an eye out in your local if you're up that way. It's Longdendale Lights by Distant Hills Microbrewery in Glossop. Now, we'll be delving deeper into these lights after we hear from our listener. Now, we hear from Rosie, a paranormal investigator herself, who got in touch with another encounter of the Beast of Box Hill.
Hi there, my name is Rosie. I love your podcast. I'm a paranormal investigator myself with my family. We've actually got our own little group called Destination Paranormal. I'm messaging you today with regards to the podcast that was on today and Dean's encounter at Box Hill with the Beast. In 2005 it was, because my son was a baby in a pram and my girls were about 8 and 11. We'd gone for a walk at Leith Hill, which is on the other side of Dorking, not too far from Box Hill itself. We'd gone on a normal Sunday afternoon walk. We hadn't been there for a while. When we got to the forest, a lot of the trees had been cut down. They'd obviously been doing a bit of deforestation. There was a lot of paths were all churned up by machines. And we did, in fact, get lost, funny enough, even though it's in Surrey. We were quite deep down into the valley. The paths were really churned over. We had to carry my son's buggy most of the way, trying to find our way out. And we thought, if we climb up high, we'll get to the top and we hopefully can find our way out. And what has connected me with Dean's story was the fact that we saw this really strange thing. It was a footprint, two footprints actually, strides apart. It was a naked foot, probably the size of a male. I don't even know if they have sizes 16, but it was a massive, massive footprint, naked feet, toes. You could see the toes, the heel imprint, and it stretched, two stretched across the pathway. Bearing in mind, this path was wide enough for a digger to have gone through, but there was only two strides going across. Completely freaked us out to the point where my husband and I both picked up sticks and were carrying them as we walked to try and get out of this valley. It's something my children have never forgotten, nor have we, and it was just the weirdest thing ever. Still to this day, I don't understand what it could have been, because it was far too big to be a human foot, which is what sort of scared us into picking up these sticks. Anyway, his story sort of really brought it all back, and it's something we talk about all the time, but I just thought I'd let you know that there is obviously another experience in that area, and maybe many more that people don't talk about, because you do feel like you're a bit, it's a bit weird really to sort of talk about a Bigfoot or something in Surrey. But anyway, that's our story, and I love the podcast, and I look forward to listening to lots more. Thank you, bye bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Rosie. Thank you so much for letting us know about your experience. Size 16 naked footprints. I mean, come on. unless it's a hoax, unless somebody's going round with some kind of huge cardboard cutout or wooden cutout of size 16 footprints. That's incredible. There's definitely something happening here at Box Hill. And so many people have experienced this strange creature. I wonder what it could be. And is there more than one? From certain descriptions, it certainly seems to be the case. And if you think about Dean's description and other descriptions beforehand, they're slightly different, aren't they? The animal that was crossing the road that many people have seen as well. And I know there's not just one eyewitness to that. Again, it was bigger than a wolf. This thing was enormous. Could it go up on 2 feet? Who knows? But the footprints for me, Rosie, they sound amazing and would certainly make me believe if I'd been with you. But I tell you what, I would have picked up a log, never mind a stick. It sounds to me that some surveillance needs to be carried out in Box Hill. Because if we're believing that there is some kind of creature there, it could be incredibly dangerous. Or is it a load of people just, you know, hoaxing, messing around? And if so, that could be dangerous as well in itself. You know, people could be scared to death. It needs to be looked into really. And more people need to take it much more seriously. If you have seen a strange creature, possibly a Bigfoot, in Box Hill, then please let me know. Now, back to these strange lights in the sky. It was reported that the lights were very active in World War II. Could something be warning us? But these were mostly dismissed, with people believing this to be military activity. A local newspaper interviewed Sean Wood, a man whose house overlooks Woodhead Pass. It's reported that he's been seeing the lights since the 1980s. One time, Sean's whole room was filled by the lights and a chilly glow. He went outside to investigate and saw a large pulsating light right above his house. I've often found when digging into some of these UFO cases, you know, that strange lights and unidentified objects in the sky are seen so often during times when the world is suffering from something. So during the World Wars, for instance, strange aerial phenomena was reported by air fighter pilots and civilians on the ground. During pandemics, sickness and natural disasters, these lights are often seen reported flying at unnatural speeds, then stopping abruptly as if looking at something and then moving off at such incredible rates the eye couldn't keep up with them. Why is this? Could it be that an alien race is watching what's going on, concerned for the human race? Could there be us, humans perhaps, come back in time to see what we're doing to ourselves? During COVID, the amount of UFO sightings was unbelievable. It was just before COVID hit that my husband Carl and I witnessed a UFO. So what do you think these lights could be? I'm absolutely convinced, as you know, that they are beings from another planet having a good old nosy. But in Langdendale, I don't know if you know this, but across the hills are the scattered remains of World War II aircrafts that crashed due to bad weather. I believe that the ghosts of the planes, stay with me here, are still making their bombing runs, which we'll be getting into in the next episode. But this doesn't explain why the lights appear in folklore spanning centuries ago. They were once known as the Devil's Bonfires, with some explaining the lights to be from Roman soldiers, that they're the flames from their torches. But if you go back to ancient times, in early scriptures and paintings, you can read and see depictions of UFOs. So even back then, our ancestors were seeing strange lights and objects in the sky. Are humans really that ignorant to believe that we are the only living, breathing, working beings in the multiverse? Well, you know what I think. I believe there are people out there who, perhaps government officials in certain countries, that have concrete proof that there is life elsewhere, but they just don't want us to know about it. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and a huge thanks to all our lovely listeners for sharing their paranormal stories with us. You can get in touch and share your own stories at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk, and we are on WhatsApp, and you can leave your voice note on this number, 075-999-27537. And we are on Instagram, and our handle is @paranormalactivitypod. Stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving us a follow, and we'll be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, visit www.paranormalpod.co.uk, where you can find options to get episodes a day early. Have a great week, stay safe, and remember, keep your eyes peeled everywhere, because you never know, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.